Address at the Royal Institute of International Affairs. You are going to listen to a recording of a speech. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
The Secretary-General of the United Nations is the chief administrative officer and its most visible public figure. The diplomat is elected to a 5-year term. The following speech was given in London shortly after Ban Ki-moon's appointment to the UN's highest position.
Address at the Royal Institute of International Affairs. The UN and the world as a whole have come to appear much complicated. So have the challenges confronting our organization. The perception of us is no longer so black and white, and tends now to be drawn in various shades of gray. But if you are an optimist, as I am, you will paint the UN in brighter colors. You will know that our world of complex and global challenges is exactly the environment in which our United Nations should thrive, because these are challenges that no country can resolve on its own. It is a world in which the UN can, and must, grow and take on new roles, develop and deliver on new fronts. Allow me to outline a few of the most pressing priorities facing us today. There are huge challenges, and every bit as defining and historic as those which confronted our founders. Consider our agenda in peace and security. First, we must step up action to confront the tragedy of Darfur. The human toll of the ongoing crisis is devastating, and the world can no longer accept further delays in the peace process. The tragic cycle of violence has been allowed to continue for far too long. The African Union deserves enormous credit for stepping in when no one else would. Its mission in the Sudan has had a significant impact on the ground, but it lacks the capacity to protect civilians and build stability. I am encouraged that the government of Sudan has accepted a joint operation or hybrid, bringing together forces from the African Union and the United Nations. Once deployed, this challenging operation will be an unprecedented effort. But at the same time, we must also seek to resolve the causes of the conflict. We are stepping up the political process and hope to begin a new and conclusive round of negotiations as soon as possible. Second, we need to make serious efforts for progress in the Middle East that entails work on several broad fronts. Throughout the region and around the world, the Arab-Israeli conflict, with the question of Palestine at its core, remains an issue of deep concern. Third, we need to invigorate disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. On North Korea, I will try my best to encourage the work for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. On the specific challenges of North Korea and Iran, The Security Council has acted by adopting important resolutions. Let us see the same commitment from member states at the global level. We must mobilize more concerted efforts to overcome the current stalemate in non-proliferation and disarmament. Despite its universal outreach, the United Nations cannot be in all places, nor provide a solution to every challenge. But we can, and should, serve as a forum to set a global agenda and consensus. We can, and should, given the necessary political resolve, implement the clearly defined will of the international community. We can, and should, be visionary and proactive. In this, we need dialogue and patience, resources and reform, empowering us to serve the common good, equipping us to do what we do best, from peacekeeping to development, from humanitarian work to human rights. And we need the continued support of the United Kingdom, of all of you, our loving critics and questioning supporters.
The Secretary-General of the United Nations is the chief administrative officer and its most visible public figure. The diplomat is elected to a 5-year term. The following speech was given in London shortly after Ban Ki-moon's appointment to the UN's highest position.
Address at the Royal Institute of International Affairs. The UN and the world as a whole have come to appear much complicated. So have the challenges confronting our organization. The perception of us is no longer so black and white, and tends now to be drawn in various shades of gray. But if you are an optimist, as I am, you will paint the UN in brighter colors. You will know that our world of complex and global challenges is exactly the environment in which our United Nations should thrive, because these are challenges that no country can resolve on its own. It is a world in which the UN can, and must, grow and take on new roles, develop and deliver on new fronts. Allow me to outline a few of the most pressing priorities facing us today. There are huge challenges, and every bit as defining and historic as those which confronted our founders. Consider our agenda in peace and security. First, we must step up action to confront the tragedy of Darfur. The human toll of the ongoing crisis is devastating, and the world can no longer accept further delays in the peace process. The tragic cycle of violence has been allowed to continue for far too long. The African Union deserves enormous credit for stepping in when no one else would. Its mission in the Sudan has had a significant impact on the ground, but it lacks the capacity to protect civilians and build stability. I am encouraged that the government of Sudan has accepted a joint operation or hybrid, bringing together forces from the African Union and the United Nations. Once deployed, this challenging operation will be an unprecedented effort. But at the same time, we must also seek to resolve the causes of the conflict. We are stepping up the political process and hope to begin a new and conclusive round of negotiations as soon as possible. Second, we need to make serious efforts for progress in the Middle East. That entails work on several broad fronts. Throughout the region and around the world, the Arab-Israeli conflict with the question of Palestine at its core, remains an issue of deep concern. Third, we need to invigorate disarmament and non-proliferation efforts. On North Korea, I will try my best to encourage the work for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. On the specific challenges of North Korea and Iran, the Security Council has acted by adopting important resolutions. Let us see the same commitment from member states at the global level. We must mobilize more concerted efforts to overcome the current stalemate in non-proliferation and disarmament. Despite its universal outreach, the United Nations cannot be in all places, nor provide a solution to every challenge. But we can and should serve as a forum to set a global agenda and consensus. We can and should, given the necessary political resolve, implement the clearly defined will of the international community. We can and should be visionary and proactive. In this, we need dialogue and patience, resources and reform, empowering us to serve the common good, equipping us to do what we do best, from peacekeeping to development, from humanitarian work to human rights. And we need the continued support of the United Kingdom, of all of you, our loving critics and questioning supporters.